What's shaking, everyone? My name is Colin, and with Megan, we bring you the Flight Attendant Forum, a podcast for crew, travel gurus, or anyone captivated by aviation. We are here to share our stories, secrets, and resources with you, so sit back, relax, we're glad you're here, and welcome on board. Welcome back to the Flight Attendant Forum. So great to be back. Megan and I are super excited for today's episode. You know, we took a deep dive into a big topic that a lot of people ask us about, which is, you know, how our schedules work and how we pick where we go, how often we work, how little we work, our flexibility. You know, this is a question that we get a lot, and we just wanted to maybe take a little insider's look and peel back the onion on how being a flight attendant, and more specifically, how our schedules affect our daily lives. Because every week is different, every month is different, every year is different, rather. So, you know, with the ever-changing travel climate and having the ability, once our seniority gets a little higher, and to be able to bid for different schedules and different routes and things like that, you know, I'm sure many of you who have asked, you know, friends or family of yours who are flight attendants, you know, oh, what's your favorite route? Where do you like to go? How does it work? So today we take a deep dive on that, which is something we've been wanting to cover because I know a lot of people are kind of fascinated by, especially those who are thinking about becoming a flight attendant, especially for those of you who are looking to change careers and maybe turn in a different direction. So we definitely wanted to cover that for those of you who had some questions about that. And we're going to go back over that again. And again, if you want to connect with Megan and I, there is an Instagram account where you can DM me, and I check that periodically. Not super active on it. You know, I'm still trying to figure out what the best method of communication with you, our audience, is, because we do want to integrate you guys. Any questions or topics you want us to cover, we want to be able to do that. We want to be able to share any feedback or comments that you have for us with you and the audience in total. And, you know, this is the Flight Attendant Forum. It's still a work in progress. You know, we're still working out kinks and still trying to get better and figure out how we can create the best listen for you guys. And as always, a big, massive thank you for all of you who have downloaded and listened to the Flight Attendant Forum up until this point. And, you know, we are excited to be back in the fold. We are excited to record with each other. We're actually doing a trip tomorrow together, so looking forward to that. And we'll be recording on the remote mics, so the little clip-on lav mics that I have. So those will be the Rode mics, so look for that episode to drop next week. Obviously, the audio with those is not great, but just bear with us. You know, that's the best we can do. It's a little tricky for me to bring the home audio equipment with me in my suitcase. Doesn't really pack that well. And just for recording purposes, I'm just going to bring the lav mics with us. So we'll be recording by the pool in Sarasota, so we're excited to do that. That'll definitely be more of an unhinged episode, if you will. We're going to probably have a couple drinks and, you know, just have fun. And, you know, hopefully you guys will have a couple laughs, and we look forward to bringing that to you. So with that being said, we are so excited to be back. Thanks for sticking around. And if you haven't discovered us yet, my name is Colin, and with Megan, we do bring you the Flight Attendant Forum, where we are two flight attendants just trying to give you an insider's look into our daily lives and kind of what we do on a daily or weekly basis, and, you know, give you a little bit of behind the scenes look and peel back the curtain of what it's like to, you know, kind of walk a day in our shoes, or walk, you know, a trip in our shoes, or whatever. And we like to offer different travel perspectives and places to go, places to avoid, hotels that we love, hotels that we don't love. So there's so many topics in the world of travel, in this world, that just covers, you know, just a bevy of awesome people and destinations that her and I are both trying to unearth as we continue our careers on as flight attendants. So, you know, if you like what you hear, share it with a friend, share it with a family member, and, you know, hopefully they can get something insightful and they could have a laugh or two, and, you know, and so on. So, you know, we hope that you do that, and we do thank you for always listening, and we can't wait to continue to develop the Flight Attendant Forum to create the best listen for you. This is a fun project for us. We really enjoy doing it, and we're hoping that you guys are getting to know us, and we hope that, you know, you like the presentation that we give you guys, and we do our best just to have a laugh and just to make it fun and make it inviting, and, you know, kind of like a place of respite. So next time you're traveling on the plane and, you know, you're looking, you may have us on your flight. You never know. But next time you're on the plane and you see the flight attendants, you maybe got a different perspective on kind of, you know, how we work and how to deal with the public who are, as we know, very mercurial, and we do our best to do that. And lastly, if you have not left a review for the show, we do ask that you take the time to do that. If you haven't done so already, it really helps the performance of the show. And, you know, we really appreciate the feedback from you guys. So if you haven't left a review, please do. We really do appreciate that. And, you know, it just helps us continue to build out the Flight Attendant Forum as we see fit. And we cannot wait to continue to do that. So with that being said, enjoy today's episode and have yourself a wonderful rest of your day. We'll talk to you very soon. And as always, the Flight Attendant Forum is brought to you by our buds at Beach Bum Threads. Beach Bum Threads is a sustainably run clothing brand out of York, Maine. Two people who are super rad, super dope that I went to college with embarked on the entrepreneurial journey to make sure that they had an impact on our oceans and our environment. 80% cotton and 20% polyester make up the awesome wardrobe that has become a staple for me as well as Megan. The t-shirts are stylish and the sweatshirts are warm and perfect for the days when you just want to cozy up at home or take a beach walk with your significant other. As a sponsor of the Flight Attendant Forum, you can use a special promo code exclusive to only our listeners. Use promo code CLEANOCEANS at checkout, and with your purchase, partners of Beach Bum Threads, Clean Hub, will pick up 1 pound of trash, keeping our oceans and animals who inhabit them clean and safe. Again, only for our listeners here at the Flight Attendant Forum, use that promo code CLEANOCEANS at checkout and get your discount and get your super awesome Beach Bum Threads today. Welcome back to the Flight Attendant Forum, everybody. We're back. We didn't abandon you, as I promised in the previous little snippet that I left for you last week. Meg and I are back. We're sitting on my couch in Chicago. We're happy to be back. We do apologize for being away. I was away in Boston working on something that will air. That's a little hint that I'll give you, that will air sometime later this year, but no date set on that yet.
So mysterious.
So I can't get into details on it. But when I can, I can't wait to get into details about it and share it with you, the audience, because it's a super cool thing, and I'm looking forward to sharing that.
Well, I miss Colin.
And here we are, we're back.
And I miss all of you.
We did. We're happy to be back. We haven't sat down and recorded since, I think it was March 26th or 27th, then I uploaded that last episode on the 29th, so it's been a minute. So we're back, and on top of that, we're working together tomorrow.
Woo!
Isn't that fun?
It is.
I texted you and I said, should I trade into your trip? And you emphatically said, yes, do it.
Yes.
Please.
Well, we've talked about it. We always want to work together.
We do always want to work together.
Yeah, and I happen to have a nice trip.
I know.
So it worked
out. Yeah, we do one leg to Sarasota tomorrow in the morning. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a pool day. Nice little rooftop pool action at the Art Ovation Hotel, which is spectacular.
Yeah.
One of our better layovers for sure domestically as far as Florida goes. I mean, Florida's it's Florida.
Yeah.
But I do love Sarasota.
There's a few layovers in Florida that I really enjoy, though. Like the one that is next to the Bass Pro Shop.
That?
So now I'm forgetting.
The Bass Pro, it's such a
it's,
Florida
it's where
thing.
We stay in the Dorian. Where's the like area that the Dorian is? Like not the hotel, but like Dorian is like the area.
Oh, in Miami?
No. Am I mixing up Miami?
Well, the Doral is Miami.
Is Miami. No, Dorian is like the name of the area, but there's a Bass Pro Shop that has a restaurant connected to it, and I always get delicious oysters.
Are they actually good?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes, yeah, very good.
The oysters at the Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah.
Is good.
Yes, in Florida at least. I wouldn't do it here.
Well, if we ever do that together.
Yeah.
I'll be sure to leave my Google review after.
I honestly, when
praising them of their oyster selection.
Oysters. It's a great time.
Yeah.
We got to go to the Bass Pro Shop.
That reminds me, speaking of oysters, when I was out to dinner in Boston with people, mm-hmm. and one of the girls, we were out to lunch, and one of the girls said, you know, it's right out, there's oysters. Where do you think the oysters are from? The East Coast. All along the East Coast.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're a table of 15 people asking for separate checks. My skin was already crawling because of that. I'm like, guys.
15 separate checks.
What are you doing? Yeah. You can't do that. And then she had the audacity to ask, so where are your oysters from? Oh, God, I wanted to crawl into the table and hide.
Well.
Where are the oysters from?
But here's the thing.
I know what you're going to say.
You already know. If you're like an oyster connoisseur,
yes.
Which I would love to be, I'm like working on that. you want to know, like, specifically, you know, like, where it's from. Especially in Boston, like, they will tell you what fucking bay, you know, like.
But she definitely didn't know the different types of oysters.
Yeah, she
was. It was more so just like, where are they from? I don't know where they're from. Not, are they Wellfleets? Are they Blue Points? Are they this, that, the other thing? So.
She was just curious. Yeah. She was trying to be Bostonian.
Yeah.
She was trying.
She was trying. Yeah. Failed.
I love Boston. I had a nice little trip there, I think, before our last show.
But you did?
Yeah, I went and visited my friend Yella.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah.
Boston, great place. We don't really have layovers there, though.
No, we don't. Because being based in Chicago, we're not fortunate enough to be. I mean, if we do, they're super short and they're by the airport.
Yeah.
So we never get time to explore.
I think we stay at like a Paul Revere Inn or something.
I think you get free breakfast there.
Yes.
It actually isn't bad.
Yeah, there is. I haven't done that in so long. Yeah, there's free breakfast.
That is nice. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow we go to Sarasota. And then the second day, it's a 3-day trip. Then we go back to Chicago, then go to Dulles, layover. And then we're on death row on Saturday. So that's going to be great.
Well, we do an Aruba turn.
Kill me.
We're making so much money.
I know.
Is what it is.
That day, it's just so
But long. Stay tuned for when
it's so
Colin
long.
Dies.
So long. So long.
But we have each other.
Technically, we don't.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
Because you're in the front and I'm in the back. Yeah. I'm going to get my shit kicked in.
Yeah. Well, and then also, fun fact, this trip, I have a sprained wrist. So I'm very lucky that Colin is working this trip with me because he will have to.
I will have to do all the work.
Literally,
which is fine.
I
certainly don't mind doing that.
But when I'm in the front and you're in the back, how am I gonna
if
do?
You were somebody else with a sprained wrist, I'd be like, well,
do your job.
You're gonna have to figure it out.
Yeah,
I can't hold your hand this whole time.
But at least you like the galley. Like I think we'll just
do
that. I think we'll just switch when I'm in the back.
So you want me to do what?
You just do the galley and I'll do aisle while we're in the back.
Well, that's what I'm doing anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right or no?
Yes, that is what we're doing.
I'm the gal.
But I'm saying I will take over your
what
role as aisle.
You're the aisle. What are you talking about?
But don't I... Oh, that's right. Oh, never mind. Then you don't gotta do shit for me.
That's right.
But I
will.
I always mess this up. So like on...
Well, I'll push the card up for you.
When you...
So you don't have to.
Yeah, thank you. I literally can't pull that
thing. I know.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I'll push it up for you. You just walk to the front and I'll just push it.
Okay, thanks.
So you don't have to pull it.
Yeah.
Is that good?
This is my first time working injured. Have you worked injured before?
Well, I almost sliced my entire nail off my mandolin this morning. So technically...
We're both injured. Okay.
Just a little chunk, though.
Yeah.
No, I haven't worked. I've worked sick, gross. But not injured.
Okay. Yeah, I've never worked injured. We'll see if it is even possible. Like, we technically are not supposed to, because...
You'll be all right. I mean, I told you, I'll help you.
The reason I was confused about being galley is because when we switch, for everyone listening, when you switch aircraft types...
Yes.
Like, I'll go from being in the front of the plane to the back of the plane, but in the front of the plane, I'm galley. So I immediately assume that when I go to the back of the plane, I'm also galley.
I know.
But that's not how it works. I should know after 7 years.
You should know what you're supposed to be.
It confuses me.
I know. It still confuses people who are... Been flying for 30 years.
Yeah.
They don't know where they're supposed to be at.
So.
Like that lady who didn't know my name after 3 days.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. We've been in vans, going to hotels together.
You sat next to me.
And you've sat next to me and said words to me.
Yeah. You've been breathing my air.
And you don't know my name.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I mentioned this. If I'm repeating myself, folks, I apologize, but I know I've told this to you. I'm just going to repeat it for the audience.
Yeah. Because
I don't know if they've heard it, but that same lady was on another trip of mine. She was the extra position, so she wasn't part of the core crew.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to the hotel in Dulles, we're in the van going to the hotel, and she's like, she leans back, she's like, hey, so what time are you going to the airport tomorrow? What, like, van are you going to take? You go, Mary, we're on different trips. I don't know. We
Mary.
We have different report times. I have no idea. Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't know. Yeah, I had no idea. I know you had no idea.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on in your brain. It's empty space.
Well,
and then
good,
we get to the hotel.
Good job for her.
And granted, that hotel can be a bit of a maze. We touched on it in the previous episode. You know, I said I like. We'll be laying over there.
Yeah.
At the Marriott.
Yeah, we'll put it to the test.
Which I like because I think it's cozy. As I said in the previous episode, I think the beds are comfortable and it's a bit of a maze to get to your room. But you know, whatever. And
we'll time it this time.
She had
either not ever, she either hadn't ever laid over there or not in a long time. And she's like, can you show me to my room? I have no idea how to get there. And the other lady could tell I had already had it.
With her?
With her.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I will take her. Just, I'm like, thank you. I cannot handle that
I wonder
anymore.
If she was hitting on you. if that's her thing. Like...
She used to, oh, she showed me a picture of her when she was like, I think she's probably in her late 50s, early 60s, but she showed me a picture of her when she was in her 30s. Hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Hell yeah.
Now, not hot.
Well,
back then, very hot.
Very hot.
Very hot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Just go show you, we're in our prime.
I'm like, well, Mary, it's a shame it's not 1980, because I'd be interested in showing you to your room. Yeah. But unfortunately, it's 2024.
It's 2024.
It's not really going to cut it for me.
And you're 60 years old.
And you're 60 years
with
old.
With no memory.
I don't want to have to burn a whole bottle of lube. It's just not going to work.
Oh, Colin. Awful. That's bad.
Sorry. Gross joke.
But yeah, we can test. We should time how long it takes for us to get to our
room. I think I've always had the same room. Because they always put us...
Same section.
You go down the hall to the left, then to the right, then to the left, then all the way back.
Oh, I don't remember how I get to the room.
And we have access to that lounge now, which is kind of nice.
I was going
to
say, I feel like I have a bag of chips every time I'm there.
Oh, they have good chips.
Yeah.
And they have that really cool soda stream.
Oh, yeah?
Like, for those of you that have a soda stream on your kitchen counter and love a good bubbly water like we do, they have this, and I'd never seen this before prior to going to that hotel, they have a soda stream
tap
vending machine.
Yeah.
Not, like, it doesn't dispense bottles of seltzer, but it's like, you just...
It's a tap.
You press on a screen, you press your flavor, what do you want, still or sparkling, and then you just stick your cup under there and it just comes out. Pretty dope.
Pretty
sweet. If I could somehow get that from my house, that'd be pretty nice.
Yeah, that's a...
Probably $3,000.
But in the long run, like, what do you pay for your, like, do you have to get cartridges of something for SodaStream? I don't even know how that thing works. Do you have to, like, pay more money to, like, re-up your SodaStream ever?
So you buy the CO2 at Target or Bed Bath & Beyond, wherever they sell it.
Okay.
Initially, it's $30 if you don't have one. So you pay $30 for one, and then once you go through that, you bring the empty one back, and then it's $15. So it's $15 per refill for as long as you have it.
Yeah, I wonder...
It's probably more now, but...
Well, we'll do the expense of, like, what it costs to just put a sparkling water tap in versus using a soda stream for years. It might...
It might.
Might equal out, you
it
know?
It might equal out.
Yeah.
I know.
Might be worth it. Well, worth it. Plus the money you'd save if you're buying... Like, I'm now hooked on sparkling water sometimes, where I'm like, ooh, that's my little treat.
Yeah,
you know,
Topo
I'm
Chico's.
Like, yeah.
That's top-of-the-line seltzer right
I want to go get a little sparkling better. Water. So I'm spending, like, fucking $3 every time I want a little water.
Whole Foods has a good sparkling water. They have... When I do my shopping there, they have a brand called Rainwater.
Ooh.
And their sparkling rainwater is only 89 cents.
Oh.
So it's pretty good.
That sounds...
It's nice. It's very bubbly, very carbonated, which I like.
Yeah.
You gotta have max carbonation with a seltzer.
Yeah.
Have to. Polar seltzer.
Crisp.
Eh. LaCroix's complete trash. If you like LaCroix, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, LaCroix's just flavored.
It's not even seltzer.
Yeah. It's just flavored water.
It's like water with a little bubble.
Yeah.
I want max bubbles.
Max
That's what
bubble.
I want.
Topo Chico, top of the line.
Top. 100% top.
Yeah.
I don't know what's second.
The polars are
okay.
I like Spindrifts. That's also less bubbly,
though. I thought
Spindrift
was juice.
No. It's seltzers.
It is seltzer?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But they're made with real juice. Like, their thing is, like, it's all natural ingredients. So,
oh,
like...
It's bubbly juice.
Yeah, my favorite... Well, no, it's seltzer water made with, like, their flavors.
Is it, like, High Noon without the alcohol?
No. Their flavors, so it'll be carbonated water with... like a drop of lemon, but it's real lemon juice, not natural flavoring, which is what LaCroix is. Like, LaCroix is like,
yeah.
The pamplemousse is like natural flavoring of grapefruit. It's
I
not
see.
Real grapefruit.
Okay.
So like, what the fuck are they putting in it, right?
No idea.
Spindrift is a paleo friendly. It's like a real ingredient.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, well,
it's
that's
paleo.
That's how I came upon it. I was like, what's something with like an actual ingredient?
Yeah.
But I like they've got like a tea lemon one.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my little, so I don't drink in the middle of the day, so because like I often want, like I love champagne,
right.
And like I want to have like a little glass of champagne.
Yeah.
I now go get a little sparkling water and pretend it's a little glass of champagne.
Well, I'm sure we could fill up an hour's time talking about sparkling water, and I'm sure that's exactly what the audience wants to hear.
So, hey, there are connoisseurs out there.
If you want to hear us talk about sparkling water for the next hour, please listen on.
Yeah.
And you're going to get exactly what you want.
Okay, but we also want to ask you, is it hydrating or not hydrating?
Oh yeah, that is actually a burning question we had when we were just having all-you-can-eat sushi. Now that we're stuffed with mercury and fish, we're recording this podcast, we did have a burning question, which is seltzer hydrating?
Please tell us.
I literally have no idea. Yeah. I told you, I have no idea.
There's
I Google it, and I just don't believe what Google tells me.
There's got to be like a strict answer. Like, it's a yes or no.
I feel like it is, but is it?
We'll leave you with that, everybody. Yes.
So, do your homework, people. And somehow get back to us and tell us.
Find us.
Well, you can find us. The Flight Attendant Forum does have an Instagram account.
Yeah.
Albeit it is dormant.
Message us. We'll
take it. Until I find a better way to incorporate you, the audience, into our podcast, which I am working on, so don't worry about that.
A nice rooftop photo tomorrow.
We will take a rooftop photo, yeah. We'll post that to the account.
Yeah.
So you can message us. It's _FAForum on Instagram if you want to, you know, ask us a question or you want to comment or anything like that. You can reach us on the Instagram account. I don't check it super periodically, but the more people that are involved and the more that it becomes active, the more I'll be into it. So,
kind of scary to think, not scary because the audience are creeps, but like they're going to know our names and our faces.
I think they already do.
They know what we look like?
They know what I look like.
Okay.
Yeah, if they've gone to the account, they know
what I look like. Yeah. They don't know what I look like.
They know what Nick and Sydney look like.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're on the account.
Because
yeah. Sydney's just, she's just vicariously involved.
Yeah. She has no clue.
She has no clue.
Well, yeah, so excited to be working a trip together. It's going to be my first trip since before we, so what you said, our last recording was like March 27th or something?
I think that's around, well, I posted the last episode we did on the around 29th. Then. So
I have
call the 29th.
I haven't worked since then. And the reason is I did like, yes. I had, you know, my ear was like hurting a little bit. So I was like, I'm going to call out sick.
I hate that.
You know, I'm going to call out sick.
Yeah, I hate when your ear hurts. It sucks.
And so my ear hurt a little bit. And then here's the thing. We do get, the way sick leave works is like you get points for calling out sick.
Yep.
But you get points for calling out sick, whether you're out sick for 3 days or whether you're out sick for 12 days.
That's correct.
Same amount of points. So and I was like, earache, ooh. Then I just planned on being out for the 12 days because it's my money and I want it now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, bitches.
But so I was planning on just being out and then I got actually sick and I think you got me sick.
You think I got you sick?
I think it was you.
Oh, because I had that cough. I don't know what was wrong with
you've
me,
you've been
though.
Strangely sick. Yeah, you were strangely sick. I think you just kept picking something up, you know, like your immune system didn't fully. But then I did. I got sick. And I was like, fuck, I was faking sick, but now I'm actually sick.
Now I'm
God damn it.
Sick.
So, not fraud. I was sick.
Fraud. I had that cough for at least, it almost seemed like I had it for like 2 weeks.
But you know why I think you kept getting sick? Because you kept flying.
Yeah, must work, can't stop. Have to.
No, I take 12 days off. I literally, so this trip will be my first time back since March. Love it.
This is my second trip back since I was in Boston.
Yeah.
So, you'll be all right. And I get to do all the work, so that's great.
Perfect. I'm still on vacation.
It actually is nice that I'm still on East. My body is on East Coast time because that early check-in tomorrow is not totally going to wreck me.
Yeah.
Because I've been getting up at... I mean, granted, I wanted to catch up on sleep this morning, but I probably would have... I was awake and stirring at like 6 a.m. this morning.
Whoa. That's you catching up on sleep?
Well, I mean, I was up early when I was in Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had early check-ins the last 3 days. So, getting up at, you know, 5 a.m. tomorrow won't be the worst.
Yeah, I hardly got out of bed at 8:30 this morning. And I've actually been trying to train.
That's still good, though.
I know. It's not, yeah, but that's like the latest I
can
sleep
sometimes.
Some people
get out of bed till noon.
That used to be me. I used to be able to sleep and be like, oh, shit, it's 2.
I gotta get out of bed.
Yeah. But no, I've been wanting to, because I've been out of work so long, I've been wanting to like train my body to get up earlier and earlier.
Right.
But fun fact is, we'll talk about our scheduling. I'm going to start working my schedule around when the fuck I want to get up in the morning.
I mean, I think that's prudent. I mean, you know me, I'm a morning guy.
Yeah. You like the early.
I mean, I'm not like, I don't like the early check-ins, obviously. Like tomorrow if I was not on East Coast time, I would be dying.
Yeah, but you prefer, we've talked about it, I think you prefer getting to a layover earlier in the day than late at night, right?
Yeah, because if it's a cool layover, like, tomorrow's a good layover. Like, I'm, granted, we're only doing one flight tomorrow, so that's part of it. But, yeah, I mean, I'd like to get to a cool layover earlier, so at least, you know, you get your second wind when you land, you know, especially if people want to go out and mob around a little bit, then you have a little bit of energy, and it's like, all right, well, I still have some daylight left. You know, we can hit up a cool bar or you know, go somewhere or do something, you know.
You can't think of anything else besides go to a cool bar.
I was just thinking that.
You're like, go to a bar.
Well, because what I, because, go to a bar. Because what I like to do is not what other people like to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, if like we lay over in like Missoula, for example, which is one of our best layovers, domestically speaking. Like, I like to go and hike the M Trail, which is exhausting, but it's a good burn. No one else wants to do that.
Depends. I enjoy...
You would do that.
I would go look for a hike. I love like, home tours or, like, museums.
I don't mind that.
I'll do that stuff. But tomorrow we've planned a pool day.
We did.
I actually... So this trip... I bid for, so back in March, I bid for April, right? And I specifically got this line for this trip.
Yeah.
And it's partially why I'm going back to work, because I wanted to go on this trip. Right. Because somebody told me that this hotel was awesome, but I...
The hotel we're staying at tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I was pumped to go to this hotel, but I thought, because what's the airport part? I thought we were going to Syracuse. I thought I was going to New York. Oh, you did.
Syracuse is good, too.
Yeah, I thought I was going to Syracuse. But what, because the,
we have fun there too.
The airport codes are similar.
They are.
But I totally, you were the one that told me it was Sarasota.
And I was like, well, Sarasota's SRQ and Syracuse is SYR.
They're not that similar.
There's no Y in Sarasota, but I mean, yeah.
I totally thought I was going to New York.
It's also no Q, so I don't know where the Q comes from.
That's true.
But it's all right.
But yeah, I'm very excited about the hotel.
Yeah. They have cool, on the desk, they have like a big sketch pad with colored pencils. Yeah. So if you want to draw something, like I drew something. It wasn't a dick.
It wasn't a dick.
Thought about it, but...
Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah, I know. I've drawn enough dicks in my life, so I figured I'd spare the next guest coming to stay.
Yeah. And, you know. I'm sure the maids fucking take this off. There's no way they just let people draw penises all over the room.
You think the housekeeping comes in and goes through to make sure no one drew anything explicit?
Yes, 100%.
I don't.
100%, because there's no, like...
Unless somebody drew a really nice dick, they'd be like, yeah, you know what? This is really, really good. Inartistic. I'm going to leave this.
But what if, like, you're a family and you're coming into your hotel room and the first thing your kids see is a penis written on the desk? Like, you're going to... That's going to cost that hotel money. That's going to cost that hotel some money. They definitely...
So funny.
They definitely look at that.
It's, like, such a dude... Just a classic dude thing. Yeah. Give a dude a colored pencil. What's he going to draw? A dick.
A dick.
A dick.
Well, it's fairly easy.
It is.
To draw as well.
It is. Although you can... Isn't there a dick museum in Reykjavik? I've heard that there's a penis museum in Reykjavik.
Interesting. I have not heard of that. Yeah. I've been to a naked statue park in Norway, and all of the statues, it's just, they're very penile. It's just tall columns of naked bodies on top of each other.
Yeah.
But they just look like penises. I have, like, nice photos of me and my husband in front of them. It's a very, I wish I could remember the name of the park. It's like people... It's very famous. People, like, recommend going to it.
Yeah.
And it's awesome, but it is just a ton of naked people that look like penises.
No, the people look like penises.
The whole statue
is
made up of naked people, but the statue itself, it looks like a penis. And the entire park, it, like, spans out, like, fantastic. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, if we do an Iceland this summer, I'd like to go to the Dick Museum.
Okay. I would do that.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Well,
just have a good laugh.
And educational purposes?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know how it works, so yeah. I can get the full scoop on how to operate properly.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to work out our schedule for the summer to try and pick up some fun.
I'd like to do some fun. I'd like to do international together, because I feel like I need to do that, because I don't.
Yeah.
And I need to.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do Barcelona. I'd like to do Italy for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, everybody from America and their mother's going to be there, so it's pretty much going to be like going to America. But I want to go to Italy because I've never been.
Yeah.
So if we can get our hands on one of those pups,
well, that's
just
going to
be impossible.
Near impossible.
Yeah, pretty
much. Basically have to be a reserve at that point.
Yeah, we both have to be reserve and hope that
two people don't show up.
Something bad happens to them on the way to the airport.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's not what we want.
Well, not like that.
But, we want. They run, the whole crew.
They run out of gas. One runs out of gas, and the other one gets pulled over.
No.
For speeding, trying to get to work on time.
That costs both of them money.
Well, then we're the beneficiaries of the experience.
I think what you want is for the whole crew to go illegal, so then they get paid and they go home, and then you go to Italy.
And then we pick it up out of open time.
No, I think it all goes to reserves. If they go illegal...
Oh, it all go to reserves?
Yeah, because it would go illegal because, like, the plane is delayed, like, fucking 12 hours, you know?
Oh, and it departs, like, the next day or something.
Yeah. So, there goes that for for that idea, but...
Damn it.
We'll do something international.
If we did a Dublin, we'd probably both die.
I have. I've been to Dublin a lot, and I almost die most of the time.
I know.
Very fun. I don't drink...
What's used that to be bar a big, that everybody goes to?
The Temple Bar.
Why is that famous? Or why is that the place people
go? It just is a famous bar, but it's also beautiful, and it's very off, even though everyone goes, like, big tourist trap, kind of, it originally was very authentic.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, it was authentic at first, and now everyone goes. That makes sense. But I feel like a lot of things in Ireland, like, even the tourist traps are authentic, like, just homey places anyways.
Yeah.
So you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong doing it, like, anything.
So it's fine to go there.
100%.
All right.
Yeah. No, 100%. But a good baby Guinness.
A little baby Guinness.
A little small Guinness. A little
something.
Yum. Mm. But yeah, we'll work our schedule out, and we'll do something fun.
I mean, we'd be able to do, like, the Londons, the Frank. It just doesn't interest me, though.
My brother was like, me and his wife want to go to Frankfurt in June. I'm like, who just goes to Frankfurt? Just like, they just want to go to Frankfurt.
They just
want
to go there.
But I think it's probably a easy place to get to for a European summer.
Yeah, probably.
If you're thinking about it.
I know.
If I'm ever trying to get, I actually normally go through Frankfurt if I'm trying to go anywhere in Europe because there's so many of the seats are open.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's easy.
The layover's not great though.
I've had a good Frankfurt. It's just, you gotta figure out what you want to do.
I know, that's true. Munich's probably better, right?
Yeah.
Like, definitely better.
But good luck in Munich.
Well, a better shot at that than Italy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Just because those are year-round. Do we have Munich year-round? Yeah.
Yeah, that's year-round.
Yeah.
That's year-round.
So Italy and...
Athens.
We're not gonna touch that.
Definitely not.
But hell yeah. No one's missing those trips.
Yeah, no shot.
I wonder if
Athens is even nice. Like, is that a nice place to go?
I think so. I know.
I have heard that
people that like Greece like other parts of Greece, but for a layover,
true.
Hell yeah! Like you're going to spend a day or two in Athens whenever you go to Greece because that's like the easiest like point to get to.
Yeah,
I believe. So you might as well spend a layover there.
So odds we get two positions to pick up to go to Athens.
Cool.
Less than 1%?
Less than 1%.
Cool. So.
Yeah. 100% less than 1%.
Because when it comes to your scheduling, that is not in our favor. So what we're going to touch on today is we're going to touch on a little bit of how being a flight attendant, not just how it works, because we kind of know how it works, but in terms of the day-to-day, the month-to-month, how does the scheduling work? What do we schedule for? How do we pick? What's the difference between someone who's on reserve in their schedule, someone who's a line holder in their schedule? Like, so many nuances involved. So I'll let you kind of lead off here.
Well, so I want to start chronologically. Let's start with reserve scheduling.
Reserve scheduling.
Right, so like that's out the gate, you're a reserve. And reserve scheduling, you bid for days on and off. You have no clue the trips on there.
Correct.
Like, it's literally just like days that I am on call.
Yeah.
Is what you bid for.
And most bid months, in the slower seasons, you can have lines of flying. So whenever the month starts to when the month ends could be, you know, the 29th to the 30th of the corresponding month, or it could just be, you know, the 1st to the 31st, whatever.
Yeah.
But some, in the slower months, some reserve lines will have 16 days off. But most of the time, it's 12.
Most of the time, it's 12.
And it's one or the other. There's no other in between.
Oh my gosh, thinking about that now, I never get a line with 12 days off. I always get, like, 18 days off.
Me too.
Whoops. You poor reserves.
Yeah, for real.
But I did that for 5 years. I had 12 days off.
Me too. Me too.
For 5 years. Granted, there will be, I don't know how true this is anymore, there will be days that you're not called. And if you live in your base city, mm-hmm. that's a day off that you got paid for, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely nice when you, even in the warmer months, in the summer, I mean, granted, as a reserve, you obviously get worked into the fucking ground.
Yeah.
But there are probably some, I know there are some days both of us can probably speak on where, you know, we at least had like a summer Friday or Saturday where we didn't get called or,
oh yeah,
you know, we weren't legal for the day. So you had extra day off. So that is a small perk, but it's an added perk.
And some people, I know there's some senior flight attendants that bid down. We call it bidding down to reserve.
Yeah.
Because they either like know they're not going to get used or they need specific
days off,
but they will get paid for 78 hours.
Correct.
And then not have to work half of them.
And they can use their seniority to their advantage.
Yeah, if you've got your thumb on the pulse of like when you're not going to be used, mm-hmm. you can get paid and not work.
That's nice. You can get good at using the system when you're on reserve to do your best to not get called.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's, for not.
Well, so an example of my first year, so this is 2018 now, because it's like January into February of 2018. I bid for a reserve schedule that like had like freaking like a week off at the end or something. Mm-hmm. And then I got a move up line. So that is where I have a reserve schedule that they then put a line onto. But I got that for February. So
why do they do that?
Why do they do that?
Yeah, what is a move-up line?
So a move-up line is the extra lines, like the extra trips that are left over from like when people have vacation or if you have a legality issue. So like end of the month, you'll have a trip that like goes into, we call it a carryover, right?
Right.
You'll have a carryover trip that goes into from April to May.
Yeah.
And if the line that line holder has bid has a trip on that
where it goes into
first
the next
week
month.
Of May.
Yeah.
That gets dropped off into a move-up line.
Oh, that's how it works?
Yeah. So move-up lines are just the odds and ends.
See, but I have a carryover from April, or I have a carryover from May to June.
Yeah. So if you purposely bid for a trip that starts within that carryover, one of those trips will drop off. And it'll be that June trip, because like you're already locked in for May. Like they've already paid you for May, right?
Right, but the second May trip, the last of May 31st. So it starts on the 31st and then goes into the first of June. Mm-hmm. So what happens to that trip?
You'll work the May trip. If you have a June trip, if you like, when we go to bid for June in May, you bid for a line that has all of your lines, you're going to want them to have a trip in June, specifically a trip that you don't want to work, right?
Yeah.
Because that will fall off.
Got it.
Yeah. Because you're already on a trip.
That's true.
You know, and it just gets rid of...
Yeah.
Gets rid of one of the trips.
It kind of just cycles it out.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, so reserve lines, and like, you can trade days off and on with people.
You can.
That used to be a big thing we would do. You do the, like, you post it to Facebook, mm-hmm. and you have all the days. You've got want, and...
How do they do it?
You've got days you want, and then
it's coming back
to me. Days to give, I think. So you like circle like green days that you want. You're like, these are days that I want off.
Does anybody have
these days off? These are the days off that I have to give.
Yeah.
And you have to like, it's a huge puzzle.
And you hopefully can sync up with somebody.
Yeah.
To where you both get what you want.
Yes, and because that's there's a few different ways to trade your days off. It's either with the company,
mm-hmm.
or with another flight attendant.
Or another person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the company, the days have to be what they call positive. Are we going to lose everyone on this? I feel like this is like hard jargon.
This is deep dive.
It's deep dive.
It's all right.
Okay.
It's all right.
We need a flow chart.
Basically, the amount of people that are available to work in a given base, it dictates
your flexibility when you either want to trade your days off or as a reserve, or you want to trade your trips as a line holder. Mm-hmm. So typically during the week, on Monday to Thursday, most people are working. So the days are better suited for trading purposes. When you get to the weekends, when nobody wants to work, especially in the summertime, the days are almost impossible to trade because you can't switch your days off or your trips because there are not enough people in the base to cover the flying that is required.
Yeah. And actually, I think the negative and positive...
is a more basic way of understanding it or explaining it.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of interesting to think about. So the airline itself comes up with a number of how many people they need to run a smooth operation.
That day.
And then
or that week or
depending
whatever.
On how many people they have actually scheduled, you have a positive number if they have over that amount.
Right.
Or a negative number if they have under that amount. It's always negative.
It's always negative every single day.
But we still run, you know, like it still gets run as a, you know, an okay day most of the time.
I agree. Right?
But that's interesting to think that the company like has somehow come up with a number of people that they think they need throughout that day. Of course they upshoot because like
yeah.
you want, sometimes you want more people. As a company, you don't actually want to be paying
more people.
And
then when a base runs out of people,
yeah.
then they pick people off from other bases.
Yeah.
To have them fill positions in the base that has run out of people.
And that's when you see deadheaders.
Which happens a lot in the summer.
Yeah.
And that's when everything melts down, everything goes to shit.
Yep.
Because nobody wants to work and they run out of people.
Always running out of people.
Yep.
So that's why I think, like back in the day, I used to sit at home. I was at my crash pad in San Francisco, but like I used to sit on call all the time.
Right.
Not get used.
Yep.
I have been in Poland, been like, on call, I'm not gonna get called, whatever. Like, we used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Where, like, you
would just go somewhere and say, yeah, fuck it.
They're not gonna call me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could, like, look at it and be like, all right, I know I'm not gonna get called.
Yeah.
I can be somewhere else. I've done it. I've been in Denver. I've been all over. People still sometimes...
Do people still do that, you think?
People probably risk it for commuting, but it's different now. We used to... Was your reserve always the 3 days on?
As you have to have a minimum of 3 days on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so are that changed when I was
mm-hmm.
After me? What am I trying to say? I'm old, is what I'm trying to say. We used to have 1 day on.
Yes.
And that's when you'd look and be like, oh, there's no 1 day trips. They literally cannot give me anything.
Yeah.
So you just get the day.
So
they specifically changed that rule because they noticed that.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
It's fucking
so now reserves have to be on for 3 days on at a time.
At a minimum, reserves have to have 3 days on at a time.
Yeah. So that you can work a 2-day or 1 day.
So annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Poor reserve. So if we're moving up to, so you get your move up line, you like get, you know, a line for your first time, you're bidding, you don't really bid for your move-up line. It's just kind of given to you.
So yeah. As a reserve, a move-up line is almost like a godsend because you're at least given a bit of a respite from being at the hands of the company.
Yeah.
And being on call, so you have more control.
Except for, there's a space where, like, so as a reserve, I've bid for, like, my days off, and, mm-hmm. like, if I'm lucky, I get all the days off that I want for, like, a birthday party, vacation.
Right.
Freaking doctor's appointments.
Right.
You know? You can sometimes manage to get your days off. With a move-up line, they don't always acknowledge those days off.
That's true.
You're more likely to be able to trade away your trips. Like, that's another thing with the flexibility.
Yeah.
But sometimes a move-up line screws you a little bit.
I can see that. Yeah, especially if the trips are terrible.
Yeah.
And you get it stuck. So you have a line, sure, that's great. But if you don't get days off that you wanted, and then on top of that, you get handed terrible trips, not a good combination.
Yeah.
You have to be... And obviously, as a reserve, you have, and because we've all been there, I still suck at trying to trade out of trips and all that.
You're getting better, though.
I'm getting a little better, but for someone who hasn't ever done it, you're like, well, I would just rather be on reserve.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what I'm doing.
And at least you can get your days off.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the biggest thing with this career is the all-encompassing flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
You have so much flexibility, especially when you get off reserve. But even when you're on reserve, like we said, you can have days in part of your schedule where you don't get used, you don't get called, and you have more or less another day off.
Yeah.
So for us, or when you more or less graduate from reserve, depending on where you're based and what the seniority is, you know, the amount of flying, all that jazz.
Yeah.
Then you become a line holder, and you bid for a whole line of flying, which is what we do now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a whole system where you can filter everything down from the layover you want to the amount of days off you want to days you want to work, days you don't want to work, positions on the airplane, amount of flights per day. So you can totally like break it down into the most specific line of flying that is offered.
What were your filters for May?
My filters were May. I put days off the 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Okay.
And I put no red eyes, no 4 days, no 1 days.
Hmm.
And I think I did days off 18 to 24 or 17 to 24 and not lead.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Our filter's a little different.
It is a little different.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's the best way I know how to do it.
But those are things that matter to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't like to do 1 day trips. 4 day trips are too long unless it has a juicy layover.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't want to be purser anymore. I mean, it's easy.
Whatever. But that's the flexibility that you're talking about. It's like you got to look through only those lines that give you things that you don't want.
So it's not like you're at your 9 to 5 and you're just, you know what your schedule is every day until you're not working a 9 to 5 anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, all right, up at 8, be in the office at 9, get out at 5, 5:30, 6, whatever. Repeat until Friday, have a day and a half off, and then repeat for however long you repeat it for.
Yeah.
So when you're caught in that hamster wheel, sure, you have routine, you have, you just have a system going. I think that's nice for people who like that, but for us, we have a different type of system where we don't have to be at the calling of the employer. We get to decide when we want to be there.
Yeah.
And how much we want to be there and all that jazz.
Yeah, because you could even filter how long your duty day is.
Right.
Or how many flights a day you want to take.
Right.
But I, along the lines of routine, I specifically this month, my filters were based on having routine.
Yeah.
Like so I go to work at 4:30 every day now, and I have 1 day trips.
Yeah.
We'll see if I, this is my first 4:30, time doing this.
You said 2.
Oh yeah, sorry, it's 14:30. Whoops.
Yeah, 2:30. For you idiots who don't know military time. Yeah. Just kidding.
So 2:30, well, thank God I figured that out now. Yeah, I wasn't showing up at 4:30 for my Houston
trip. You missed your flight.
Yeah. It's fine. Already in Houston, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, your plane is already there. Yeah. What are you doing here?
Fuck. But yeah, so I start at 2:30 every day, and that was something my filters were.
Right.
Starting after, I think I did after 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I looked at anything after 1 o'clock. I did 1 day, I actually did all four. I did 1, 2, 3, and 4 days.
Hmm.
But I was specifically looking at, like, if there's any 4 days that have a layover, like maybe.
Yeah.
I ended up bidding no 4 day lines.
I mean, the one thing I get most excited with our schedules is when you go to the layover, there's a tab in the bidding system that just has all the layovers. So you can toggle all the ones you want and all the ones you don't want.
Yeah.
But I always look forward to seeing what new ones we've added. But one thing I wish you could do is I wish you could look at other bases' layovers. No, you can't. Not in that same grid.
Not in that same grid. You can bid. Can you bid at another base?
No, I don't think so.
But you can look at another base's bid packet.
That takes too long.
That's how people decide whether or not to transfer bases.
Yeah. They'll look at other
bid
packets for that base and then decide off there.
They can look at their seniority too somehow. Like they can figure out what they're holding at another base.
Oh God, it's too much work. Why do you want to do that?
So I was thinking about when we've talked about like clearing your line or like you're getting good at working the CCS system and like clearing your line. What does it take to be that person that clears the whole line? Because it's not just, we talk about that, it's like you're on that computer all the time. It's not just that. There is some quick math.
So, all right, yeah. So just to put it in a nutshell here. So when you you bid for a line of flying, and that line of flying has, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 trips on it, mm-hmm. and that's like your base schedule. So if you wanted to fly just that, so say you have 4 3-day trips that all start on Thursdays, and you want to fly all 4 of those, and that's it, then that's what you fly, and that's it. So pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
So some people will bid for lines of flying that they don't even plan on flying, and they're going to trade out of all their trips by using the system in the pool and the other trips that are available to trade to get out of those. And it's a whole thing, and maybe that's a more in-depth discussion for another day, because it's...
This is a hard topic.
It's a hard topic.
It's something we get asked all the time.
It is something we get asked all the time. It's a hard topic explaining it over the airwaves with no visuals.
Yeah.
But it is relative, because people ask us, well, how does your schedule work? So do you, like, what routes do you do normally? Or, like, you know, so those are, like, the basic questions we get.
Yeah.
So... now that we're taking a deep dive into it, we're trying to peel back the onion on how it works exactly. So, you know.
Bear with us.
Yeah, exactly. Just bear with us. But, yeah, some people can clear their entire line of flying by using the system, the computer system that we use, to their advantage. So people can bid for a line of flying and actually get rid of all their trips and have the entire month technically off if they so chose.
Yeah. But normally, I mean, they could either have the entire month off or... what they do is pick up along the way. So when they see that Milan trip accidentally drop in for, like, whatever legality reason,
sure,
they snag it, you know, because they have that open availability.
Exactly.
They've got the, like, they can choose when to go to work based on what interests them.
They're not bound to whatever they already have.
Yeah. But I think we're both, I'm in the camp of, like, I like to put my hours on my line at the beginning of the month. Because otherwise, if I'm off...
you're
going to
stay
up. I'm not going to work. I'm not checking. Like, I'm not looking at my phone. I'm not on my CCS when I'm home.
I know.
And maybe, like, honestly, if I put a little more effort, I could probably get some cool trips. You know, that's the benefit.
I mean,
to
me
it.
Too. But I don't, yeah. I mean, so a lot of people will spend their entire day on the computer, on their phone, trying to get, you know, whether it's a Hawaii, an international, or like a broken trip where, you know, you get paid X amount of hours, but you're only working half those hours. So people will spend an entire day doing that.
Yeah.
You and I don't do that.
We don't, but think about it. People that spend a lot of time doing it, it pays off because they're working smarter.
I was going to say, yeah.
They're working smarter where they, you know, they're not working to the bone for their hours. They're getting good flights, good hours.
I know.
And it just takes a little bit of time at home. They're sitting at home on there, you know, on their computer doing that.
And I understand that, because, I mean, I want to do that, because I don't want to have to work all the hours.
Yeah.
The hard hours, you know? I'm just kind of over it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's nice having the guarantee, because you don't know.
Yeah.
It's unknown when you clear your line out for the month. Generally, in the summer, yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
But when it's slim pickets in the winter and the slow months, it's a fucking bloodbath trying to get your schedule, you know, filled out and getting the money you need.
Well, that's why we will fly with people towards the end of the month. We're like, I picked up this Houston turn because I needed 5 hours. You know, like, I needed the hours.
Right. People panic and they're like, well,
you end up
I got to do
trips.
This because I don't know what to do and I have to get the hours in.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the game you play.
But definitely, it's interesting that our schedule... and our pay ebbs and flows with the season, with the traveling public. Like, whether or not there's a lot of flying.
It does, yeah.
Well,
that's why I like to guarantee myself the hours, because I don't have to, I don't want to stress about getting meeting my financial, you know, expectations that I expect to meet every month.
Yeah.
Because, oh, I want to fly to fucking, you know, wherever.
Yeah.
It's not worth it to me.
We should talk to, like, we both have some friends who, like, only fly international.
That's
only
true.
You know, like, we should talk to them and be like, what, obviously they'll tell us it's the best thing ever, but, like, what is the pros and cons? Like, are they making more money than us? Basically is what I want to know.
I don't think so.
It's like, are you making more money than the people who put a ton on their line right away? I feel like it's two different camps.
Yeah, I don't... People have said that oh, well, you make more money doing international, and it's so much easier, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't agree with that. Like, I think you can make more money domestically.
Yeah.
I think it's, maybe it's a little more tiring domestically because you're doing more flights, but, like, at what cost is it the internationally? Because your body's destroyed.
But that's what I want. I want to get down to, if you're talking about the math, it's time away from base.
Right.
Like, whose time away from base is more versus, and, like, your duty days. If you get down to, like, how many duty hours I've worked.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but I feel like that's, I feel like it's an apples to oranges thing at that point.
Okay. Like, well, that's what I'm saying.
You know, if you work a Brussels and I work, which is worth what, like, which is worth, what, like, 17 hours?
Yeah.
And I work a 17-hour two-day. So I'm working two more flights than you, but I'm also in this I'm also in my same time zone and probably working a little less harder because Brussels is notoriously a hard trip to work.
But they have a break. They, like, get to sleep during it, you know?
Yeah, but I mean...
But yeah, the comparison is the domestic diva versus right. international... Whatever we call them.
Whatever we call them. Yeah. Rock star or something.
Yeah. Interesting. I definitely, our next trip is one leg, then two legs, and two legs. If I have two legs a day and I'm making pretty high time, I think I've won.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Because, like, one leg a day, you're not making money unless it's, you got to be international at that point.
Well, that's the perk of the scheduling is that you know, once you get off reserve and you graduate to a line holder, you know, wherever you're based, you have that luxury of not only having complete control, more or less, of your life.
Yeah.
Because you do.
Yeah.
Completely. I mean, you definitely do. You know, you're not bound to an office job. You're not bound to a desk, cubicle, or whatever you're... Well, people don't work anymore, so I don't know what they do. But if you do...
I'm literally choosing to go to work at 2:30 so that I can work out every day in the morning.
Right.
And I know, you know, people at other jobs, like, they can figure out what time they want to work out, but, like, I have chosen, like, this is the time I want
to
work out.
Well, so we get to decide to.
Yeah,
and that's one thing I love is, like, you know, when I went to the gym this morning at 10:30, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
And I love it. Yeah. I could never do what, for those of you who are the 9-to-5ers listening to this podcast, I could never do that shit because you're always doing shit when every single person is also doing everything.
Yeah.
I would die. I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely a blessing. But I, like I said, I'm actually working towards not working from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., but I'm working towards a little bit of routine. And I want to see if that changes.
Yeah, I know. I want that too. I mean, I like a little routine and a little structure just as much as the next person.
Yeah.
I don't need, like, full blown. It's got to be the same thing every single day.
Yeah.
But you like to have some rhythm, you know, a little bit. And I think that's one asterisk with us is we don't really, it's hard to get on that rhythm.
Yeah. I've been off of that rhythm for 7 years.
So have I.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah.
So have I.
Never really.
I mean, I'm
it.
Flying my ever-living dick off the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So what rhythm is that, you know?
Yeah. Burnout rhythm.
It's burnout rhythm, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can get burned out pretty quick, and I'll be burned out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when you have to clear, but, like, I have to clear out a whole week and a half in the middle of May.
Yeah. For what? Do you want to tell everyone what you're doing?
So, I...
No.
Or what?
Well, you just said no.
No, I didn't say no. Yeah. I am tentatively going to Portugal. That is the plan right now.
Fun.
It's a special someone's birthday.
Fun.
So, we're going to try and go there. But it all depends on the standby situation, and it's already looking not great, so...
Mm.
Yeah, it's already looking bleak. Not bleak, but it's... It's still so early that it already looks bleak.
Even though there's
seats available, you know how it goes.
It's always worth a shot. But
so I think we're gonna probably pull the old movie trick where you just go to the airport and you pick where you want to go based on what has the best flight loads.
Yeah.
So I had to clear out a whole week of May for that, and then on top of that, my sister's graduating college on May 19th, so I have to be there for that. So I'm pretty much working. The first 2 weeks of May straight, and the last two weeks of May straight.
Well, congratulations on the college graduate. That's huge.
That's right, my sister. I don't. She wanted me to give her a shout out on the podcast.
She's an avid
listener. I feel like I've given her a shout out. Anyway, my sister Haley is graduating college.
So that's very exciting. Hard to believe that she's graduating college, because that means she's old, and that also means I'm old.
Do you know what she studied?
She just studied music education, so she's an avid pianist.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with
penis. Penis. Which yeah. We talked about this whole time. Sorry, Haley.
So, yeah, I don't know what she's going to do. She had talked to me about becoming a flight attendant briefly. We have not revisited that topic, so I don't know if she's still interested in doing that. I think it'd be good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Get some more life skills, because she's been, you know. She just needs some life skills. You know?
Just lift her up.
I am. That'd be good for her. See the world. Maybe be based here. Fly with her brother. I think that'd be cool.
That'd be very cool. You know? Roomies?
Yeah, no. No, I'm just kidding. She could stay here if she needed to.
Yeah, of course.
It's the chill zone, baby.
You heard it here. It'll be recorded. She better
play it back. I'm sure she would want to record an episode.
Yeah, well, I'm saying she's going to play this back when she wants to sleep on your couch.
She can sleep on my couch. That's fine. I have no qualms with that.
Well, very fun. Congratulations. That's a busy month for you.
It's a busy month, yeah. Because I said to you when we were chowing on sushi earlier that I feel like my month of May is already over and I didn't even start it yet.
Yeah.
Because I just look at it and I'm like, yeah, all right, well, might as well be June. Because I know, June. Like, it's work, then go somewhere, come back, then work, then it's June.
Yeah. No, and that, we feel that quite often because we're always thinking about, on the 12th of the month, we start thinking about the next month.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a tough thing for me, is at least for me, is I don't do well with the whole living in the future thing. Because you're always thinking about it.
Yeah,
it's always hard. Worried about next, not now.
Well, and especially because of the way that we have to, summer specifically, like, friends and family book everything for the weekends. Or, right. Like, book, like, summer vacations because right. They can. And they can take their PTO,
they take their, whatever. Yeah, or if you're a teacher or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Summer, like, gives me a ton of anxiety. And I'm really focused on bidding a correct schedule because I need to be able to do all those things. And people don't even think about, like, that it'll be hard for our schedule. It's just, like, it's, you know, it's summer break. Like, you can do things on the weekends and right. Yada, yada, yada. So specifically summer, like, you're living in the future for sure. You're very worried about all the days off that you need to get off.
Yeah, yeah. That's why, for June, I know that I have nothing.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I mean, granted, it's, what day is it today? The 24th of April?
Well, listen to us. We're like, June, what do we have in June?
Fuck, what is in June? Please let there be nothing in June. I can't handle any more commitments.
Oh.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And I know I don't have anything in June. Okay. And I don't want to commit to anything in June.
Well, that's, I mean, good luck with that. You're going to have Street Fest. You're going to have, aren't we throwing a party?
Oh, I did want to throw a kickoff to the summer party.
Yeah.
Here, yeah.
So there you go, June.
June's already over.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Yeah. That's funny. That's a good one.
Yeah. What does your month of May look like?
May.
I mean, I know you touched on it a little bit, but...
Yeah, what does May look like for me? Oh, well, so I'm trying out the new schedule.
Right.
But I have a lot of plant sales. I'm a new gardener, everybody. I'm a new yard owner. I have no clue what I'm doing.
You're a newly crowned botanist.
Yes, working on it. Mm-hmm. I think I just planted all my Pachysandra wrong.
Your what?
Pachysandra, ground cover.
Sure.
Anyways... but there are plant sales
in
the weekends of May because plants are expensive. I'm trying to go to those. So going to some plant sales in May. What else do I have? Oh, I've got two friends' birthdays on the same day.
Yeah.
DJ, who's a flight attendant. I'm going to drag you.
He's got his 30th birthday. Yeah.
Do you have the 25th off?
Of what?
Of May.
Oh.
April.
No.
That's tomorrow. Oh, we don't have the 25th off.
That's
tomorrow.
Oh, did you ask me tomorrow or May?
May. I'm asking May. Sorry, I'm confusing us. But of May.
Not of May.
Ah. But yeah, so I've got a friend's birthday and,
Maybe I do.
You should try.
No, I'm definitely working. Sorry. Sorry.
But yeah, I've got things. I want to keep my weekends open, because with all this time off, I've definitely noticed a difference in, I've noticed a difference in my relationship a little bit, where, like, being on a similar schedule as my husband has been, like, really nice.
Yeah.
Where, like, our weekends are our time off.
Right.
You know, instead of, like, me working and wanting him to, like, do something fun on the weekdays when he just worked and, like, doesn't, you know?
I know.
So I was trying to do a normie schedule for May.
Yeah, I guess that's like a good thing with the scheduling is you can try different things out.
Yeah.
Once you're senior enough to have enough people under you to where you can kind of try out different routines or,
yeah,
you know, different lifestyles on a month-to-month basis. So if you want to be home more, you can do something that you're doing, which is just fly turns. If you want to be away more, then you can. But
yeah,
so that's a good thing.
We'll see. I've already put a 3-day and a 2-day on my turn line, though, because 5 hours a day is not worth it. We talked about this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's so, like, every day I'm going to work and I'm working from, I should look at the duty day, but I'm basically making $300 before tax for like 12 hours or something.
Yeah. Yeah. For us, unless you're like at top of the pay scale, doing day trips are just not worth it.
Yeah. Cause you gotta get to and from the airport.
You know what I've been doing too with the day trips is I'll take the duty day and I'll just divide it by, what did I do? I'll take the duty day and divide it by
your salary,
my hourly.
Yeah.
And then that, let me see if that's right. Because the way it comes out is, it's like, is the $26 an hour? I gotta hold on. Let me see if I can do it real quick, because I forget how I was doing it. But basically, I just want, if I do a day trip, I want every hour to be worth my time.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to.
Well, and that's what people are striving for. Also, with like, you want your duty day and your hourly, like, and your flight time to match up. Otherwise, you have a 12-hour duty day and, like, 4 hours of flight time.
Right.
Like, what the hell is that? You're paid nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's why I like, if I do a day trip, it's got to be same airplane, no ground time.
Yeah.
And
At least 7 hours. Yeah.
Yeah, because anything under that is just a waste.
Okay, so like,
you're burning the day.
I just looked at my Houston turns. This is what I got all month.
Yeah.
I had 1, 2, 3, 4. I had 13 of these on my line.
Oh my God.
So my block time, I am paid for 5 hours and 43 minutes.
Yeah.
I work for 8 hours and 28 minutes.
So do your hourly divided by 8.
So.
Right.
So yeah, so I'm
48.
49 divided by 8. What? That's wrong.
Is that right?
That gave me
$6 an hour?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that's fucking wrong.
No, I know, that's definitely wrong.
What is the math?
I wouldn't even speak. No, that's definitely wrong. I've done this. Why can't I figure that? Hold on, we're doing this on the fly, people, so bear with us.
Yeah, we both have calculators out.
Yeah, we both have calculators out that we don't know how to use. I just know how to type asshole and put it
in. No, you know
down.
What it is? Because I've done this before, too. Go to your pay. I'm going to look at my pay register. I'm going to do how much I'm paid for that trip.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, that's correct.
Divided that's by 8.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's
the correct equation.
Whew. It was like $6 an hour.
I'm this fucking poor.
Illegal. Yeah. Okay, so my 543 is worth $285. So that's $285 for my turn. So 285 divided by 8. Is that what I'm doing?
Yes.
285.
Yes, that's correct.
Divided by 8. $35 an hour. That's not bad if you're thinking about like minimum wage job, which
I mean
not,
that but. I mean that is worth. I mean technically speaking, that's worth it. But I don't. Yeah, it's tough because I don't want to burn a whole day, like a whole day I have available to work for that little amount of time.
When you could be making nine hours for that day, I get that.
Right. Right. See, but if you did a 9-hour triangle day, so it's like,
yeah, I did 3 legs.
Chicago to Houston, Houston to Vegas, and back to Chicago all in one day.
Yeah.
Say it's like a nine-hour duty day. If you do that, it comes out to $29 an hour. So It's like, what is, because it's the duty day, right?
It's the duty day, yeah.
So it's like, you have a 13-hour and 30-minute duty day divided by, you know, 9 or 9.2.
Because of the time in between. I also think these turns, I've got no sick time. I'm on the same aircraft.
So that's the thing. It's like,
did I accidentally get turns?
I mean, it's a $5 difference, but it's also your time, you know? So it's like, basically, how much do you value your time?
More than $35.
Well, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, do you value your, is your time so high on your values list that you're willing to do that turn to be home?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you do, so to the point of the people who do those higher time triangles or even the turns, right? They will do 3 less turns than you have to.
3 less days at work.
3 less days at work than you have to because they've made up for it with the hours.
Yeah.
So that's where you start to weigh the pros and cons.
We'll see in my experiment. If I'm like fucking ripped by the end of this month because I've been working out every morning, like that's worth it.
Yeah.
That's worth it, and I'm not poor, you know?
I know.
Because at this point, I take a lot of time off because I'm worried about my health and wellness is honestly what it is.
Self-care.
Like, yeah.
It's important.
But if I can work it into and still make $35 an hour.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So it's all an experiment. Life is an experiment anyways.
Life
everybody.
is a big experiment, isn't it?
Yeah. We just play with our money more probably.
We definitely do. Yeah. 100%. We had a delicious lunch.
Yeah, we did.
We had great sushi.
Did.
Sushi Taku here in Chicago.
Stay tuned for what we have in Sarasota.
If you haven't been to Sushi Taku, highly recommend. It's an all-you-can-eat place, but actually, honestly, for all-you-can-eat, it's very solid.
Yeah, it's not crappy sushi.
It's not shitty sushi.
Yeah.
Not city sushi like in South Park. See what I did there?
That was always going over my head, but good job. I'm sure someone enjoyed it.
Someone probably knows that reference.
But it's also, like, I've been to some all-you-can-eats where it's, like, they only give you the fried ones. Like, these are the options. This is the all-you-can-eat menu.
Everything's fried.
Yeah. We didn't. I don't think we ate a single fried.
No, we didn't have a single fried thing.
Fried one.
Unless you count the crunch on our spicy 2-in-1 roll.
Some crunch.
Which is very tasty.
Yeah. No, we had a great little lunch. I love when we have a 3-day trip together.
Yeah.
But we've done this before where, like, we either spend the day before or day after together. So then it's a 4-day trip.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really great.
Yeah. Colin loves it.
No, it's all good.
Oh, it's all good. Okay.
It's all good. Always.
Good.
Always. Well, we're gonna put a bow on this one.
Mm-hmm. We'll keep talking about scheduling.
We're going to possibly see if the people like this one.
Yeah.
You know, more of a nuts and bolts conversation.
Are you confused?
If you are, then you learned something today.
We are too.
Yeah. We always are confused.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to Sarasota tomorrow, where we will probably record a poolside episode that will come out the next week.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun. It'll be a little more unhinged for sure.
Yeah.
Because we'll be having poolside cocktails and who knows what else.
Brutally honest episode.
Yeah, it'll be an honest episode for sure. I don't know what the topics will be, but they'll kind of just be impromptu and we'll just get after it.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Rooftop pool's great. And you have to put sunscreen on me.
Yeah.
Because I need you to do that.
Okay, I'll help you out. I will also put sunscreen on myself.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic.
Rooftop, closer to the sun.
Yep, 100%. So we're going to be Floridians tomorrow. And we're happy to be back here on the Flight Attendant Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to continuing to be back and continuing to grow this podcast into the future. And we hope you guys are liking it. And
we appreciate you.
And we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Adios.